When giving class, we are supposed to speak within our realization. Although, actually, everything about Krishna is beyond the realization of any but the greatest devotees. So when we're to speak about Srimati Radharani, how are we to speak within our realization when she's beyond the realization of Krishna himself? Krishna, he's thinking that I'm supposed to be God, but Radharani is more powerful than me. I'm supposed to be the supreme enjoyer, but she's enjoying more than me. Therefore, Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna combined. Means Krishna is trying to find out what is it about himself, what are the qualities of himself that so enchant Srimati Radharani, and what is the bliss that she feels. When Radha and Krishna combine as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupa, that is Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is exactly looking like Krishna, all the bodily features. So although he is Krishna Swarup, but he's not Krishna, he's not blackish, he's golden, because when Radha and Krishna come together, then Krishna's blackness, his transcendental bodily blackness, becomes overwhelmed by the bodily luster of Srimati Radharani and the feelings of Radharani. So we can just imagine we can't even imagine how great Krishna is, then how to speak of Radharani, even how great Krishna is. Then manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhya, yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mang veti tadvata. Very few people are interested in self-realization. Of those who are interested in self-realization, very few attain perfection. And of those who attain perfection, hardly any know Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They may have an understanding of God, or maybe Vishnu, Narayana. But to understand Krishna, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna is the original form of the Personality of Godhead, that is very rare. Then what to speak of understanding Krishna in his intimate pastimes in Vrindavan, in which he is no longer, here we have Jagannath, he's Jagannath. But in Vrindavan, sometimes he's also called Vrindavannath. But that name is not as well known as the name Vrindavaneshwari. Krishna is supposed to be the Lord of Vrindavan. But actually the name Vrindavaneshwari is a much better known name. Because in Vrindavan, as we said, we're not supposed to speak beyond our realization. But Prabhupada has explained that in Vrindavan, Radharani, she is known as the Supreme Controller, because she controls Krishna, who is known as Madan Mohan. Madan means who enchants the whole world with his flower arrows of inciting materialistic lusty desires. But Madan, Kamadev, is defeated by Krishna, is therefore known as Madan Mohan. And Radharani, she defeats Krishna by Krishna, who is all attractive. He is known as all attractive. He is attracted to Radharani. So this is a very secret topic, confidential topic. It means that even Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite, even great sages like Sanak and Sanatan, they're describing the qualities of Srimati Radharani. But otherwise, normally, even a normal rishi or great sage can hardly understand Krishna. And then what to speak of Krishna in his most intimate pastimes in Vrindavan, in which the center is Radharani, Radha and Krishna's pastimes. That is the whole fulcrum or focus of all the pastimes in Vrindavan. So Krishna has come, Radha Bhava Dhyoti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Surupam, combined himself and Radharani as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience those feelings. He is Krishna wanting to experience the feelings of Srimati Radharani. Because even though he is known as self-sufficient, Atmaram, he is complete in himself, Aptakama, all his desires are fulfilled. But still, he feels some insufficiency, that Radha has got something that I don't have. So he comes to experience that. And because Krishna is the supreme, he's supreme in everything, he's among all his unlimited transcendental qualities, Krishna's compassion. Prabhupada has written, his compassion, of all his qualities, his most important is his mercy on his devotees. So that is Krishna's most important quality, but he's eclipsed in his compassion by Srimati Radharani, who is the most compassionate and kind. So when Krishna comes as Radha Krishna combined, then he's most merciful also. And he reveals knowledge of Radha and Krishna. Other incarnations, they give knowledge of dharma, what are the proper duties that we should follow, what is the ultimate purpose of life, to understand that we are the servants of Krishna or Vishnu. But particularly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the magnanimous mood, compassionate mood of Srimati Radharani, is distributing love of God, Madhurya Jvala Prema Dhyap. This pranam mantra is there to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because he is Gaura Shakti Swarup, because he is the embodiment of the power or the energy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he is distributing on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift, to give love of Krishna enriched with Madhurya Rasa. Madhurya Rasa means that which is very sweet. So all the relationships with Krishna are very sweet. But this one particularly, which is based upon Radharani's love for Krishna and Krishna's love for Radharani, that is so exceptionally sweet that it is particularly known as Madhurya Rasa. And this Radharani, she is the embodiment of that Madhurya Rasa. And in that Madhurya Rasa, she's also feeling great compassion for all living beings. Therefore, she comes with Krishna, combined as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to distribute that. So that is the special prerogative of Gauriya Vaishnavas. There are different Vaishnava sampradayas, but particularly Gauriya means, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained, that Vaishnav, that is a generic term for devotees of Vishnu, devotees of Ram, devotees of Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayana, different forms of the Lord, Lakshmi Nrsimha. So all the different forms, including Gauriyas are also Vaishnavas. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained there is another term, Karishna, which means those who are devotees of Krishna, or those who are the family members of Krishna, those who are associated with Krishna. But he explained that Gauriya, even though that may be explained as meaning the form of Vaishnavism which originated in Bengal, but he explained that the esoteric meaning of that is a devotee of Srimati Radharani. That is the special meaning of what it means to be a Gauriya. So these are all very, very confidential topics, that even Lord Brahma, great demigods, they can hardly begin to understand. So how should we begin to understand? We can begin to understand by the mercy of our acharyas, as these pranam mantras we say, Madhurya Jvala Premaja, Shri Rupa Anuga Bhakti, Shri Gora Karuna Shakti Vigraha and most of these great acharyas. They are the acharyas in our Gauriya Vaishnava Parampara. They have been identified with intimate maidservants of Srimati Radharani who have appeared in this world to propagate the message of Krishna consciousness, which in Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya means Radha Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada, he founded the International Society for Krishna consciousness. That is a general term, Krishna consciousness. But actually, in Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya, there's no Krishna without Radha. We don't see that Prabhupada, he established, we say he established temples of Krishna all over the world, but what are those temples? He didn't establish temples only of Krishna. Everywhere, Radha Krishna, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Landanishwara, Radha Parisiswara, Radha Partha Sarathi. Some people are criticizing. How is he making this Radha Partha Sarathi? How is that Partha Sarathi? How is that with Radha? We don't see Radharani on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So how is it? Some people are criticizing. Prabhupada has made Radha Partha Sarathi. But Prabhupada explained that Krishna, he's Partha Sarathi. You don't see Radharani there. But he's never without his Hladini Shakti, who is Radharani. So we may not see Radharani there, but Krishna sees. He's not forgetting when he's speaking Bhagavad Gita. And our Vaishnava Acharyas have also explained how even when speaking Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he's giving indication of his, not simply his position as the supreme controller, but his position as the supreme lover. So we can understand this, who is Radharani, through our acharyas. Especially, not especially, all the acharyas are Param Guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is the, he is Nayanmani Manjari, he is the personification of Radharani's looking at Krishna. We can't exactly understand what it means that anyone can be the personification of Radharani's looking at Krishna, because we have very limited concept of anything. But that is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he preached very strongly exclusive devotion to Krishna. He would not tolerate. There are so many different Vaishnava sampradayas or upper sampradayas, which he said, these actually this is not Vaishnavism. These are all representatives of Kali. So he preached very strongly against the empiric process of attaining knowledge, which of course doesn't reach anywhere near Krishna. Therefore it is ultimately completely useless. He preached against anything but complete surrender to Krishna, because that is the mood of the devotees, especially in Vrindavan. That story has been given. Story means it's a fact that Krishna was pretending to have a headache. Krishna doesn't have a headache. But he was pretending, and then, what is the cure? Narad saw, Krishna has a headache. What is the cure? What is the medicine? Bring the dust of the feet of my devotees, put on my head. That will cure it. So he went to different devotees, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, so many. He said, how can we do? That is an offense. Even in Dwarka, we cannot do. That is an offense. Then he came to the gopis, and immediately, yes, Krishna thinks we're his devotees? All right, take. Cure Krishna's headache. So that is the demonstrating how Of course, it's not that the devotees in Dwarka have a personal consideration, but they always consider Krishna as very great. The gopis, they don't care whether he's great or not great, but they simply want to see what is his pleasure. So if he has a slight displeasure, they are prepared to go to hell for millions of years just to remove that. So that is the mood of exclusive devotion to Krishna, which is especially, that is the mood of the devotees of Vrindavan, and especially that is concentrated in Srimati Radharani. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whose name was given by his guru, his Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, his only disciple, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he named us Vrishabhanu Devi Dayata Das. That means it's a name for Krishna, who is the lover of Srimati Radharani. So, Guru will give a name to a male disciple, a name of Krishna. He was given this name of Krishna in relationship to Radharani, how he is the lover of Radharani. So he was preaching Krishna consciousness very strongly, exclusive surrender to Krishna. But as we have heard, that in Vrindavan, the devotees who are attached to Srimati Radharani, some of them may be apparently even more attached to Radha than to Krishna. Actually, this is all inconceivable to us, because it's not that there's any separation between Radha and Krishna. It's not that there's any competition, because Radha is her very name. That doesn't come in the Bhagavatam. Anaya radhito nunam bhagavan ishvaro harihi. Only some little indication is given. She who worships the Lord the best. That indication is given. Not given directly, her name. Although our Vaishnava Acharyas have explained that actually the whole Bhagavatam is only meant to understand Srimati Radharani. But not directly mentioned. Very secret topic. So she is, her very name means, who worships Krishna the best, who is the best servant. Why is she so much dear to Krishna? Why is her position the topmost? Because she serves Krishna the best. This is the very meaning. Aradhana means worship. So she who worships Krishna the best, more than others, she is known as Radha. So there's no competition between Radha and Krishna. Rather, everything Radha does is only for the pleasure of Krishna. But because Krishna is not a stereotype person, he enjoys sometimes some joking, some quarrel with his lover, who is Radharani. And the assistance of Srimati Radharani, the gopis, they also assist her in that mood. So therefore, there are some devotees who are more partial to Radharani, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur exhibited that mood in, not that he was publicly discussing these things, but sometimes he would explain to his intimate disciples these points. Actually, from his very childhood, he memorized all the verses of the Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi, the compilation of verses by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, which are practically the quintessence or topmost level of theology, even practically beyond theology, where Raghunath Das Goswami is expressing such sentiments, which are, I say, beyond theology, because it's stage of theology where even he proposes to reject God, not in atheism, but he says that without you, these are prayers to Radharani, without you, then I don't Even Krishna, I don't need Vrindavan, none of these things. So it's an extreme mood that Raghunath Das Goswami is expressing. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to quote these verses, especially he was especially very fond of one verse in which Raghunath Das Goswami expresses that calling out in hopelessness, that when will I get your mercy? So he sometimes explained these points also. One time he was at Radha Kund. He was spending the month of Kartik, of which Srimati Radharani is the presiding deity, Kartiki. So he's spending the month of Kartik on the banks of Radha Kund and sometimes giving lectures on the Upanishads, which surprised the local residents because they thought, why are you speaking such topics here? But one time, when during that month, one of his first disciples came and excitedly told that the Dewan, means like the assistant to the king, Dewan of Bharatpur, he is performing Dandavat Parikrama of Radha Kund with all his family members. Dandavat Parikrama means you offer obeisances, say pranam mantras, and where you put your hand, you put a stone. And then you go forward to that stone, put your feet there, and then again, so like this, offering obeisances again and again, round and round. So it's quite an arduous process. It's an expression of great devotion. So Paramananda, the brahmachari who came, he was excitedly telling to his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that, you see, he has such devotion to Radharani. So Saraswati Thakur said, yes, that's very nice. But why is he doing that? The reason that he is expressing devotion to Radharani is not the same reason as we are expressing devotion. Said that he and his family, they have come offering respects to Radharani because she is very dear to Krishna. But as far as we are concerned, we only have any business with Krishna because he's associated with Radha. So it's a different outlook. Another time, one of his Saraswati Thakur's sannyas disciples asked him about this pastime described in 10th canto of Bhagavatam, that why did, after Krishna took Radharani away from the rasa dance, then why did he again leave her and reject her? So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he became very upset that, why are you asking this question? I don't find any devotion in this. He rejected the question. He couldn't tolerate such a question. That, why are you even bringing the point that Radharani is being rejected? He couldn't accept such a point. So, in this way, we see also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, recent acharya, he also expressed in some of his songs this mood that outwardly they're preaching, the acharyas are preaching, surrender to Krishna, you are not the body, give up sense gratification. With their own internal feeling, he was expressing that I will not even speak to anyone or look at anyone who likes to go to the Sakhistani, the village of Chandravali, who is the competitor of Radharani. So these very staunch moods of the devotees who they're staunchly devoted to Srimati Radharani. They may not express it openly. They're preaching, surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna. But their own internal mood is not different to that. It's the same mood, but their specialized feelings are directed towards Srimati Radharani. And also, of course, our own Srila Prabhupada, who was even more guarded than his own guru, he also expressed it's his feelings for Srimati Radharani, that when he was going to preach all over the world, he was on the boat and he composed the poems that Krishna Tava Punna Hobe Bhai. Now I forgot, what is that? Shri Punna Korebe Jabi Radharani Kushi Hobi Dhruva Bali Ati Tomata. He said that, my dear brothers, or actually it could be understood, my dear Krishna, I say to you, that actually your life will be successful when Radharani is pleased with you. So, Prabhupada was carrying this treasure of Radha Krishna Bhakti within his heart, and he preached that all over the world by teaching everyone to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Which, as he explained, is a prayer to Radha and Krishna. Please engage me in your service. Actually, as I'll read it, because we have to understand Krishna and Radha and the whole subject matter of Krishna consciousness through Prabhupada, he has come to give us all these treasures. So Prabhupada explained that we cannot approach Krishna directly, therefore we have to approach Krishna through Srimati Radharani. And how that should be done, he has explained, when we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, we are calling, oh Krishna, actually first we Hare means calling to Radharani. Often in Vrindavan, people would see Prabhupada, they'd call out, Jai Radhe. Prabhupada would reply, Hare Krishna. So I often wondered about that, because Prabhupada, he would praise, even in his book, he praises that if you go to Vrindavan, you'll see everyone is calling out Jai Radhe. But Prabhupada would reply, Hare Krishna. Why is that? I thought about that. Why is Prabhupada saying Hare? Why not reply Jai Radhe? But I thought that when we say Hare Krishna, that is calling out not only Jai Radhe, but Radha with Krishna. So Prabhupada always wanted to put Radha with Krishna. Radharani herself, her own happiness is being with Krishna. So Prabhupada always wanted to say Hare Krishna, which is calling out for Radha with Krishna. So I'd like to read some statements of Srila Prabhupada about Srimati Radharani. In one statement in Krishna book, Prabhupada just, he's writing in his usual very, what we could say, matter-of-fact style. And then he writes that, just in one sentence, that Krishna is not very beautiful. And why we're, what's this? We're only saying that Krishna is very beautiful. And Prabhupada says, Krishna is not very beautiful. And then he qualifies, without Radharani. Krishna is very beautiful. But Gauriya Vaishnavas, they don't like to see Krishna without Radharani. That's the whole Leela. Leela means play. So the whole play of Vrindavan is how Krishna and Radharani, they're trying to come together. So that is the service of the devotees at that level, is to bring Radha and Krishna together. Then Krishna feels very happy and Radharani feels very happy. And all the devotees feel very happy. So Prabhupada even agreed, or he explained, that when Rameshwar Maharaj asked Prabhupada, he had some insight that when we are distributing these books, Prabhupada's books, which explain about Krishna, then Rameshwara Maharaj, he asked Prabhupada, is that's like the gopis, they like to bring servitors, or they like to bring new devotees to Krishna. So he asked, is this book distribution, and this is in the mood of the gopis, bringing people to Krishna? Prabhupada said, yes. So if we want to do gopi seva or Radha seva, then if we distribute these books, that is in the mood of compassion. Ultimately, that should be done in the mood of compassion, of how we are, even ourselves, we shouldn't think, I am bringing people to Krishna, but I am simply trying to be an instrument in serving Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara Acharyas in their service of serving Srimati Radharani. Her service is to please Krishna by saying, here is another servitor for your pleasure has come. So Prabhupada was speaking. Anyone who comes before Radharani to serve Krishna, oh, she becomes so pleased. Oh, here is a devotee of Krishna. She immediately recommends, Krishna, oh, here is a devotee. He is better than me. Radharani is saying, this is Radharani. I may be a not devotee. I may be most fallen rascal. But if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful. Therefore, we should worship Radharani first. That is our business. Instead of offering directly one flower to Krishna, you just put it in the hands of Radharani. My mother Radharani, Jagan Mata, if you kindly take this flower and offer it to Krishna. Oh, Radharani says. Oh, you have brought a flower. Krishna said, Patrang pushpang phalang toyang yome bhakta prayachati. But don't offer Krishna directly. Prabhupada is explaining Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, offer me a leaf, a flower, fruit or water. And Prabhupada is explaining, yes, you have to offer to Krishna, but not directly. There is a process how to offer. How? Don't offer to Krishna directly. Just offer through Radharani. It will be very much appreciated by Radharani. So this is our philosophy. To please Krishna through Radharani. And just today is the auspicious day of Radharani appearance. So we should offer Pushpanjali. And we did. And pray to Radharani. We are offering flowers to Radharani. Radharani, kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. Krishna is Radharani's Krishna. Prabhupada also explained that when we say Radha Govinda, Radha Krishna, Radha Madhava, it can be understood this means that Radha and Govinda, or Radha and Krishna, or Radha and Madhava. But it also means that Radha Madhava means Madhava who belongs to Radharani, or Krishna who is Radha's property. So your Krishna, Radharani, kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna, to your Krishna. Krishna is yours. Krishna, Radha Krishna. Krishna is not independent. There you are. There we are preaching. Janmadya sayaton vayad. Itratas chatis abhigya. Swarat. In the very beginning of Bhagavatam, the quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, essential quality, is that he is independent. If he is dependent upon anybody, then how is he God? If he has to go to anyone and beg, give me my daily bread or any such thing, then he's not God. God is the one who is prayed to for daily bread. So he is independent. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahudam yo viditatya. He is independent and he is supplying everything to anyone. This is philosophy of Krishna consciousness. But then later when we get into Bhagavatam, we find that Krishna himself, he says, aham bhakta paradhina nahi aswatantra ivadvija. Krishna says, I am dependent upon my devotees. I am not independent. So this is an apparent contradiction. This means that Krishna, he is not dependent on anything, but becomes controlled by the love of his devotees. He becomes dependent, because Krishna, he is the reservoir of all pleasure, he is the supreme enjoyer. But what is he enjoying? He's enjoying loving exchanges with his devotees. So he feels himself dependent upon his devotees to give him the love which he craves. We often hear this now. Someone in their childhood, they were deprived of love, and therefore they became depraved when they became older. So it's not only us, but this, everything, janmadhyā sayata, everything originates in Krishna. So Krishna, he's also craving the love of his devotees. Even though he's supplying all the different materials to everyone, he's not dependent on anyone for anything, but he desires the love of his devotees. And because he is the supremely great person, he has unlimited capacity to do everything, including to love. So actually the only person who can really satisfy Krishna fully is Radharani. Therefore all the devotees, they recognize, the Gaurīya Vaiṣṇava, they recognize, as Prabhupada is saying here, Krishna is Radharani's property. So Prabhupada is continuing. So you have to approach Krishna through Radharani. That is, today is the most auspicious day. Worship Radharani very nicely and be happy. Prabhupada is saying, worship Radharani very nicely and be happy. So how to worship? How will we worship Radharani? She's got everything. She's got Krishna. How to worship? You can make flower outfits like this. This is very nice. This is an offering of devotion. That stay up all night sewing these outfits. And it will be there for one day and then finished. Very nice how the devotees are offering beautiful flower outfits. Then we can offer food items. Radharani is also a person, so she's doing everything for the desire of Krishna. But just like food items, she has some personal food item that she likes, which I probably you can get here in London. You can get everything here, isn't it? So, but nowadays, today you won't get in Vrindavan this one vegetable that she likes. If you can find, you can maybe pay 100 rupees, 1,000 rupees a kilo or something, because it's sold out. There's one kind of vegetable called arbi in Hindi. I don't think it's got an English name. So if you can find that, you can cook, and Srimati Radharani will be very pleased, because that's her favorite vegetable. That's why you can't buy it in Vrindavan on this day, because everyone wants to buy it and cook it for her. So we can worship her, and we can worship her by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every day, we're so fortunate. Sometimes we become so preoccupied with our own individual problems, and not realizing that we have the chance to serve Radha and Krishna, especially here in this temple, even more than others. Because Prabhupada explained that, of course, all the deities, Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, Radha Giridhari, Radha Shamsunda, Radha Damodar, there are so many deities. But generally we are enjoined to worship the deities in a very opulent manner, in the mood that we are worshipping Lakshmi Narayana. But Prabhupada explained that here, Radha Landanishwara, is directly Radha and Krishna. And that Prabhupada also said that actually Radha Landanishwara, they're not deities. So they're Radha and Krishna pretending to be deities. So here is Radharani. It's directly here and very intimate and merciful, because so close and so small temple, and in very place, you could almost shake hands with Krishna. And Pujari didn't have even room to turn around. And so always Radha Landanishwara have been very, very intimate with their devotees, very intimately giving their association, because it's very difficult to be in this situation here, in this hellish situation. So they're very, very liberally giving their mercy and making themselves available. So we're so, I mean, I can say the words, but again, it's, we have to speak beyond our realization. We're so fortunate to have the opportunity to serve Radha and Krishna here in the intimate little temple. Maybe, actually we want that Krishna here should have a very big temple. It should be, there are so many big buildings in London. Maybe, you see, we have to kick out this Darwin theory, and then there'll be no use of that Museum of Natural History. Then we can convert that into Radha Latadishwara's temple. Maybe they have some plan. We should have a very big temple for Radha and Krishna. That, surely that will come. When it comes, we'll be very happy. Then all, so many people will come and have darshan of Radha Latadishwara. But we'll also remember, it was very nice here, in this very intimate atmosphere. So let us pray to Srimati Radharani that I am the most fallen rascal, but you please take this flower and offer it to your Krishna and recommend me to your Krishna. We can pray like that, especially on this day of Radhashtami. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Sri Sri Radha Landanishwara. Jai Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna.